Hello, hello, Zed News fans. Welcome back to episode 491 of your favorite daily dose of insight, wit, and the occasional, did I just hear that right? Moments. It's Friday, May 30th, 2025, and I'm Ayanda, here to unpack the news that's shaping our nation, and maybe even your morning coffee routine. So, let's dive right in, starting with a story that feels like a classic case of say one thing, do another. Our local government's permanent secretary, Nicholas Perry, made a bold pledge earlier this year, if the newly acquired CDF ambulances weren't delivered by May 2025, he would resign. Well, spoiler alert, May came and went and no ambulance. But here's the twist, instead of stepping down, Perry now claims they'll get all 156 ambulances by August. Talk about a swallowing vomit moment, trust me, that phrase is just as messy as it sounds. This flip-flop raises questions about accountability and whether our government officials are serious about commitments or just good at making promises. Speaking of commitments and promises, let's shift gears to something a bit more uplifting. Kulimirtau Bus Station is offering free rides for June babies on June 4th, in celebration of President HH's birthday. Now, on the surface, it's a generous gesture, free transport to ease the financial burden on families. But it also sparks a broader conversation about public transport affordability. Is this just a one-day thing, or could it be the beginning of more sustainable, accessible solutions? Because, let's face it, one day of free rides is nice, but steady, affordable transportation is the real game-changer for low-income households. Now, turning our attention to economic stability, good news here. Inflation has dipped to 15.3%, a 1.2% decrease from last month. That might not sound like a massive drop, but in our economy, every little bit counts. It's like reducing the sugar in your tea, slow, but sweet. This slowdown is driven by changes in food and non-food prices, which means our wallets might feel a tiny bit heavier soon. For consumers, it's a sign that the economy might be stabilizing, perhaps a sign that the monetary policy tweaks are working. For policymakers, it's a reminder that managing inflation is a delicate dance and plain old patience is sometimes the best medicine. Speaking of good food and self-sufficiency, President HH laid down a bold vision, every district must feed itself and sell surplus to urban areas. Now, this isn't just about food, it's about sovereignty, independence, and pride. HH is leading by example himself on his farm, urging others to follow suit. It's a call to turn our agriculture sector from a reliant cousin into the main breadwinner. If successful, this could boost local economies, create jobs, and reduce our dependence on imports. Talk about planting the seeds for a stronger Zambia. But let's not forget that progress isn't always smooth. Environmental issues continue to make headlines. Over K16.2 million will go to 507 farmers affected by pollution from Sinometals and Rongxing Investments. Pollution in the Mwambashi River isn't just an environmental concern, it's a livelihood concern. These farmers lost their crops, their livestock, and their peace of mind. It's a stark reminder that economic growth must be paired with environmental responsibility. Corporate accountability isn't just a fancy phrase, it's about protecting our land for future generations. The government's move to secure this compensation is a positive step, but it should serve as a wake-up call for stricter environmental enforcement. Now, shifting gears from the environment to the football pitch, because what's a Friday without some sports? Zambia's national team coach, Wetson Yurenda, warns us not to take any opponent lightly in the upcoming COSAFA Cup. No easy teams, he says. The regional teams are getting stronger, more prepared, more competitive, think of it as our football version of survival of the fittest. So, it's a call for preparedness, adaptability, and humility. No more underestimating anyone, not even Comoros or Botswana. Because, as we've seen in sports, the biggest upsets often come from the most unexpected underdogs. And speaking of our ladies in green, our Copper Queens are ramping up preparations for WAFCON. With key players like Prisca Chiyufia returning, From professional stints abroad, the team looks poised to make a statement. Women's football might still be climbing the ladder, but Zambia's commitment to nurturing talent and competing at the highest level shows progress. It's not just about the game, it's about empowering women and broadening our sporting horizons. Now, onto a topic that hits closer to home, literally. A tragic road accident claimed the life of a 26-year-old Copper Belt University graduand traveling to her graduation. This tragedy shines a light on road safety, reckless driving, and the importance of responsible behavior behind the wheel. As we celebrate success, let's also remember that life can be fragile. Speeding, distracted driving, or negligence can turn celebration into tragedy in seconds. My heart goes out to her family and friends, and I hope this incident reminds us all to drive with care. From roads to courts, justice remains a key theme. The suspension of Judge Amelia Sankutu by President HH was clarified. No tribal motives here, just an official recommendation due to undelivered judgments. Transparent, accountable judiciary, because the rule of law must be upheld, not undermined by rumors or political spin. Similarly, a court has fined two MPs K100,000 each for failing to produce Chilufya Tuyali to face harassment charges. It's a reminder that even those in power aren't above the law, no special treatment, no shortcuts. And speaking of accountability, the conviction of ex-ANZASU president Gabriel Banda for inciting violence underscores the importance of responsible leadership. In our universities and communities, words matter. Promoting peaceful dialogue rather than violence is the way forward, because chaos benefits no one, and the rule of law must prevail even on campus. In political developments, UKA has expelled Chizala Keka for misconduct. The move signals a focus on discipline and unity within political alliances. Leaders are realizing that cooperation demands accountability, and without that, politics risks becoming chaos, and vote splitting doesn't help anyone. Effective alliances could be Zambia's secret sauce for more strategic, impactful politics. And finally, on a somber note, multiple accidents in Solwezi and Chingola claimed lives and injured many. Road safety, again, reminds us that our roads are battlegrounds where lives are lost in a matter of seconds. Let's hope these tragedies push us to prioritize safer driving and better road infrastructure. Before I wrap up, a quick note on the economy. Reserves are growing, boosting Zambia's financial stability. That's good news, but it also begs the question, how do we leverage this stability to ensure long-term growth and social equity? And just to leave you with a thought, today's stories weave a complex tapestry of promises, progress, setbacks, and responsibilities. So, I ask you, in a nation eager to grow and transform, how do we balance ambition with accountability, progress with responsibility, and hope with action? That's all for today's episode. Thanks for tuning into the Z News Podcast, your window into Zambia's past, present, and future. Stay safe, stay thoughtful, and as always, stay Zambian. Until Monday, it's Ayanda signing out.